This is the RRJ podcast, where we speak with the writers of the Ryerson Review of Journalism online to get a little bit more information about their pieces. I'm Greg Hudson, and today I'm speaking with Morgan Passy. Morgan, you wrote a great article about the 100th death in Afghanistan and what news organizations are doing to prepare for it. What did you do, first of all, to learn about what the organizations are doing?
Well, what happened was, I had been exposed to the idea that they were planning for this event in the summer. And I hadn't, I learned that, and I didn't really think much about it until we started class. And then it just kind of struck me, again, how almost absurd it is to plan for disaster. I mean, I understand that news organizations have to do that, but it's just such a dark concept that I thought it would be good to explore, to see who beyond the CBC was planning it, when they started planning it, and what they were planning to do.
What was the general feel talking to these people? Were they comfortable speaking about it?
Yeah, because like I said, it's something that's almost expected from news organizations to be prepared for certain events so that they can give in-depth coverage and ask specific questions so that you're not always just reacting to the news.
I became aware of this while I was reading your article. Dan Laguerre mentioned something about it. Now, were there any, in your research, did you find any political motivations behind the upcoming plans to cover the 100th death in Afghanistan?
No, a lot of organizations talked about how they didn't want to feed into political motivations, kind of. You know, people who would use it to say, we shouldn't be in Afghanistan anymore. People, wanted to say, maybe we should have more money for our troops, that kind of thing. One thing to remember is that kind of what prompted the time when a lot of news organizations decided that they had to prepare for this was about the beginning to middle of September. And in that time, we were in an election campaign. So there was a big feeling that these deaths, this 100th death or more, was going to happen soon. It was it was an any day now kind of thing. And a lot of people I talked to would not have been surprised if it had happened during the election.
Right.
So then it would have been brought into the election campaign, and there would, we think about news organizations planning, but definitely all the politicians were planning.
Right.
People brought up fundraising committees were probably planning, the Legion, when planning for this event, everyone kind of has a motivation, whether it's to, tell in-depth stories about the war and the soldiers, or whether it's to, get more money for soldiers or to get elected.
Right. Right, and if it happened during the election, it would have been almost impossible for it to not be mentioned or to change the discussion.
Yeah, definitely.
Now you mentioned that the 50th death didn't get a lot of fanfare because it jumped from, 49 to 51?
It was about, about 5 or 6 deaths, and it happened on an Easter Sunday. So
right.
I don't really know, but it just kind of seemed to come and go.
Now, if the similar thing happened with the 100th death, would these organizations still cover it? I mean, if it went from 98 and then some tragedy happened and it was 102 suddenly, would we miss that landmark? Is it that landmark that they're really searching for?
I think it's more the idea of breaking into the triple digits, so that if it was 100, 101, 102, the fact is still that we've broken that milestone. And that's, I think, where the significance is. And also, these organizations have this prepared, right? So they're not just going to throw it away because it doesn't hit, a nice clean 100. The idea, too, being that, there's even more death and it's probably should have a stronger impact.
In your research, did you find that the news organizations were doing enough now for each person lost and in Afghanistan?
A lot of the outlets and organizations and groups kind of they have their own mandate, right? So a lot of them actually choose to keep telling that story, whether it's for the individual soldier's death or different aspects of the Afghan mission. I talked to Jim Sheeler, who is an American who had covered Iraq war and soldiers passing in there, and he went to the first funeral they had, I think in Colorado for that, and he said that there were children coming out of schools with American flags, it was very crowded, that kind of thing. And then he says now when a soldier dies, he's lucky to have the family and a couple Legion members come out. So, you need these types of milestones to keep the audience paying attention.
To kind of to wake them up a little bit.
Yeah.
I remember when we were, there was a little bit of stress in the Ryerson Review office to get this piece done on time.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of felt the same way that I'm sure some of the news organizations felt when you were approaching the 100th milestone. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We pushed the story at the end to try to get it out. Because, like, you know, these deaths really can happen any day. And you know, as opposed to you releasing the story when it happens, we wanted to get it out before. But it's actually... It was actually a tension that I experienced quite a bit because, I mean, I started researching the story back in September, you know, at the same time that I was saying that we were pretty sure these deaths could happen any day. And one morning when I'd done two or three interviews, I had a dream where the three soldiers had died. And I woke up and I rushed to the computer and checked and, you know, they hadn't. And I was very relieved. And then, you know, I took a moment and I thought, oh, my God, I'm horrible that I'm, you know, happy that these people didn't die because of my story. Like, that's – and I guess that kind of, you know, demonstrates kind of the tricky nature of telling this story.
Yeah. I mean, it even affected you. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Morgan. It was a great piece.
Thank you.
Enjoy reading it.